morning, everybody.
大家早。
So let's just open with some prayer.
我们先来有点祷告。
We want to go straight in just to the presence of Jesus.
想要直接来到神的同在。
We want our hearts to connect well this morning.
我们的心与神的心连心。
We're not just singing to the air.
我们不是对空气唱歌。
But if our hearts don't connect, it might feel like that.
如果我们心没有在那里，有可能就是这么样。
So that's why we sing the same thing a couple times over sometimes.
所以我们有时候唱把一句唱了蛮多次的。
Till our hearts get it.
直到我们的心与神连起来。
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you and praise you this morning.
所以是我们赞美你。
Thank you, God. We're here for you, Jesus.
来这是为你。
We just want to love you well, Father.
我就是要爱你，爱你我们的天父。
I pray that you would stir us up this morning, Lord, to see you.
我们都祷告你在能够在我们当中能够扎我们的心。
Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
爱。
Yes, Jesus.
求你为我做神。
just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I just sang another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Yeah. Caught up in your presence.
Our hearts to you today. 是不需要你，切。
切，求主赐能力，我来救你。
So, good morning.
大家早。
Hopefully we praise God for a cool space. Amen.
我们祷告有一个凉爽的环境。
So it's been quite hot lately.
最近蛮热的。
Hopefully, we can be refreshed in both body and spirit today. Amen.
盼望我们今天在主的面前，灵魂体都得着凉爽。Amen.
Let's just pray real quickly.
让我们祷告一下。
Lord, we thank you for your presence here this morning.
Yes, 主，我们为这早晨的同在感谢你。
And we just confess we do need thee every hour, every moment, every minute.
我们承认我们时刻都需要你。
And so, God, we just reflect upon the great need of our heart, our soul.
主，因此我们求你来满足我们灵魂体的需要。
And we ask you, God, that you would help us, you would strengthen us this morning.
早晨你来帮助我们，加我们的力量。
God, I just pray that you would help me as I share your word, as I go over these scriptures.
主啊，当我分享你话语的时候，求你帮助我。
That I would share only what is needed this morning, nothing more, nothing less.
让我只分享所需要的话语，不多也不少。
In Jesus' name.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I want to share on the 23rd Psalm, a very familiar passage. If you have your Bibles, please do turn there.
早晨我想与你们分享你们很熟悉的诗篇23篇。
And, you know, as I said, we're very familiar with this passage.Almost so familiar that sometimes we stop absorbing the truth of it. Amen.
因为我们对这诗篇太熟了，到这地步我们就不再有新的得着。
And I do want us to talk a little bit about the trouble we can find ourselves in if we are sheep without a shepherd and sheep without a flock.
我今天早上要分享说，如果我们这个身为羊的人没有羊牧羊者或者羊群的帮助，我们会遇到什么困难？
God constantly throughout the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, refers to the followers of Jesus, the believers in God, as sheep.
在圣经里，无论新约旧约，神不断的比喻我们这些跟随主的人是他的羊。
So this requires us to pause a moment, maybe, hopefully much more than just a moment, but to pause and consider what a sheep is actually like, what their character is like, so we can better understand ourselves.
盼望这样的认识让我们能够花点时间默想羊是怎么样需要，那么我们就认识自己身为羊的需要。
So if we're not familiar with sheep, we're really not familiar with our own condition.
若是我们对羊没什么认识，我们对自己恐怕也不容易有更多的认识。
Amen.
阿们吗？
So I'm inviting us all to reflect a bit.
所以今天早晨邀请你们，我们一同来思想。
You know, we feel like we're so oftentimes superior to all the little animals in the world, amen?
人常常觉得自己远远胜过世上其他的动物，不是吗？
But God, when he thinks about us and talks about us in the scripture, he says, you are his sheep.
但是当神想到我们的时候，他说我们是他的羊。
I'm going to start with Matthew 9:36. We're going to look at the 23rd Psalm, but I want to bring us back to, move us a little bit forward to the New Testament, where Jesus referred to his people as sheep.
我们是要集中在诗篇23篇，但是我们要看马太福音，当主耶稣看到人的时候，他比喻人好像羊的事情。
So throughout the Gospels, Jesus is interacting with people that are in need and need his salvation.
在整个福音书里，你看到神与那些需要他、需要福音的人来交往。
Matthew 9:36 is one of those moments when Jesus reflected on the needs of the people.
在马太九章三十六节的时候，主耶稣看到人的需要。
And he compared them to sheep.
他将他们比作羊群。
So it says, Matthew 9:36, but when he saw the multitude,
他说他看见许多的人,
he saw the people,
他看见人们,
he was moved with compassion for them.
他就怜悯他们.
This hasn't changed. When he sees the people,
这件事都没有改变, 当他看见人的时候,
when he sees you and me, our families, our nation, our world,
当主耶稣 看见你, 看见我, 看见你的家人, 看到整个的世界,
Jesus is still deeply moved with compassion.
他仍然是有很深的怜悯。
Because throughout all of history, the general need of the world has not changed.
因为在时间过去的里面, 整个世界需要救恩这件事没有改变。
He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary.
因为他们困苦流离,
and scattered.
他们是四散的,
the New American Standard Bible says they're distressed.
他们是受苦的, 受压的,
they were weary and scattered and distressed like sheep having no shepherd.
他怜悯他们因为他们困苦流离, 就好如羊没有牧人一般。
The great need of all mankind is for a shepherd. Amen?
整个人类最大的需要就是需要有一位牧者, Amen.
Because we're not as superior and as intelligent and as strong and as resourceful as we would think.
因为我们实在没有照我们自己所想的那么聪明能干有能力。
So we think we're very intelligent, amen?
我们自认聪明, 不是吗?
We know how to get the job done, isn't
我们知道怎么样完成事情, 不是吗?
We know some things.
我们对事情是有认识的。
But still, when Jesus considers our situation,
但是当主耶稣看见我们而有一个比喻的时候,
he thinks of us as sheep.
他看我们就像羊一样。
And sheep without a shepherd get scattered.
当一个没有羊群牧者的羊群, 他会走失的。
Sheep without a shepherd don't have what they need to survive.
没有牧者的羊群是没有办法得着供应的。
Sheep without a shepherd are also separated from one another.
甚至这个羊群自己都是四散彼此分开的。
So consider yourself as sheep, amen?
所以要认识我们是羊。
I think sometimes we're challenged by that thought.
通常我们对这样的想法是,
in our culture, in our day, the word sheep, people are like sheep is a derogatory, a negative, a sign of weakness.
因为在我们的文化里, 对羊的认知就是那是弱者。
When people use that phrase, oh, you're like sheep, they mean you'll be led astray by anything.
当人说, oh, 你是只羊, 就好像你很容易就被带走的。
When they refer to our society as like sheep, they mean that we are gullible.
人若说这个整个的世代是个羊群的世代，就表示你很容易被吞吃。
And we rise up and we say, that's not me.
我们就会站起来反对说，我可不是这样。
I'm not gullible, I'm not weak.
我不是容易吞吃的, 我可不是软弱的。
I'm intelligent, I'm strong.
我很聪明啊, 我很强壮的。
Apart from Christ, we are nothing.
但是若是离了基督,
without God's help, we cannot get it done.
没有神的帮助,
an old country preacher back in the 80s used to say, without Jesus,
在80年代一个, 乡村的牧者, 他说, 没有主耶稣,
he would say, I'm a zero with the rim kicked off.
With the rim kicked off?
With the rim kicked off.
A zero with rim kicked off?
Yeah, that's a zero, right?
Yeah.
It's an outline.
Oh, you can with see? The rim kicked off, so there's nothing, right?
Okay, that's right, nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
他说若是没有基督的话, 我就像零这个数字, 然后把这个圈都移走, 就剩下 nothing.
Maybe that doesn't translate so well
yeah,
in Chinese.
中文里没有这个描述。
All right. So, Psalms 23, verse 1.
诗篇23篇第一节.
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者.
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏.
We've heard it so many times, we quit thinking about it.
我们听了这句话太多次了, 以至于我们不再思想它的意义.
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者.
I shall not want.
我就不再缺乏.
I have no want in my life if Jesus is my shepherd.
若是主耶稣是我的牧者, 我就没有需要了.
That means that Jesus, in the last analysis, at the end of the day, Jesus is my all-sufficiency. Amen?
那表示呢，耶稣就足够了。
Jesus fills every need of my life.
因为耶稣会满足我生命中每一个需要。
Without Jesus as my shepherd, I can do nothing.
若没有耶稣做我的牧者，我什么都不能做。
But with Jesus in my heart, with Jesus in my life,
但是若我有基督在我的生命和生活里，
I have no want.
我就没有缺乏。
I have no want.
我就没有需要。
I have the strength, I have the wisdom, I have the power, I have the direction, the vision, everything I need.
因为有了耶稣，我就有了意向，有了方向，有了力量。
As long as Jesus is the shepherd and the Lord of my life.
只要耶稣是我的牧者和我的主，我就没有缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
But if the first part is not true,
但是如果这句话的前半不是真的
，The second part is not true.
那么后半对我们就没有意义了。
We have want, we have need.
我们有需要，我们有欲望。
We have lack in our life.
我们的生活里有缺乏。
To the same extent that Jesus is not the shepherd of our life.
那个程度就是，若是耶稣在我的生命里不是我的牧者。
We can trace every issue.
我们可以追踪每一个我们的问题。
Every fault, every weakness, almost every problem in our life.
每一个我们生命的错误或者问题或者需要。
Usually will bring us back to the place.
如果追根究底的话。
Where we did not follow Jesus as the shepherd of our life.
都起因于我在这件事上或者环境里没有让主做我的牧者。
Are you struggling today?
你今天有挣扎？
Are you feeling overwhelmed today?
你有没有觉得今天的环境
超过你的主理？ Do you have need for something today?
你今天有需要吗？
Step back and look at that situation and ask yourself, is Jesus shepherd of my life in that area?
那请你退一步看看这个情况。
Or have I,
耶稣是我的牧者吗？
Or have I rushed ahead and I'm the shepherd in that situation?
或者我自己跑得很快，我是我的主。
Do you see what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗?
Certainly there are some circumstances that God pressures and troubles and challenges that God uses in our life to refine us. I do not deny that at all.
我绝不否认很多时候神会兴起环境四面让我们受压好叫我们能够学功课能够成长。
But I believe it is safe to say that most of the problems that come into the believer's life
但是我必须说在我们这些信主的人生命中绝大多数的问题的原因
are the direct result of that we have followed our own advice rather than the leadership of the shepherd of our soul, Jesus.
是因为我们选择了自己的道路而没有寻求我们牧者的引导。
Jesus is our all-sufficiency.
因为有主一切都够了。
So if we can't say that Jesus is the shepherd of our life, then that's where the want comes in.
若是我们不能说耶和华真是我的牧者，那么这就解释为什么我有各样的缺乏。
We often experience some kind of want or lack in our lives because we are tempted to think we are better than we really are.
很多时候我们会经历缺乏或需要，是因为很多时候我们对自我的评估是超过我们自己真实的情况。
So what we're talking about now is retracing where does this idea or where does this problem of Jesus not being the shepherd of our life, where does it creep into our life?
我们现在要来看一看说什么时候或是什么原因造成耶稣不是我生命的牧者。
Where does this presumption that we are enough in and of ourselves to lead ourselves without Jesus' help?
是什么让我们自认为说我不需要耶稣的帮助，我可以处理我自己的生命？
It comes from the fact that we think more highly of ourselves than we should.
那原因就是因为我们对自己的认识超过我们应该有的。
We believe we are superior. We believe we are smart enough to handle what are the challenges that face us from day to day.
因为我们觉得自己很能干，足够来处理我生活中所遇见的挑战。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
I'm not a little sheep.
I 才不是那个弱小的羊呢。
little sheep live down there. They're helpless little animals.
那个小羊实在是太无助了。
They're not very smart.
而且都不聪明。
Years ago, I was driving through the country and I saw this flock of sheep.
几年前我开车经过乡村，我看到这一大群的羊。
It really wasn't a flock. It was about, I'd say, 12 to 15 sheep.
也不是很大一群，大概12到15只吧。
But they were following a bird.
但是这一群羊跟了一只鸟在走。
Back in the Midwest, there's this little bird that we refer to as a guinea hen.
在中西部呢，我们有这种鸟叫guinea hen.
It's this silly little bird with a long neck and a big head, and he's not very smart.
这种鸟不是很聪明呢，有一个大脑袋，一双大眼睛，长长细长的脖子。
These little birds dart across the road back and forth and often get hit by cars.
这鸟笨到一个程度，常常在马路上走来走去，然后被车撞死。
And so I'm driving down the highway, and here's this about 12 sheep.
那我就在高速公路上开，就看到这12只左右的羊。
And who had they picked to be their shepherd?
他们选了谁做他们的牧人呢？
A guinea hen.
那只笨鸟。
I was going, oh my goodness.
我看到我说, oh my goodness, 我的天哪。
Immediately I was reminded of the fact that, oh, we like sheep have all gone astray. Amen?
我就想到这一节说我们好像羊没有牧人一般。
Are we familiar with that passage? We like sheep have all gone astray.
我们好像没有牧人的羊都走迷路了。
Sheep by themselves are not very smart.
因为羊本身是不够聪明的。
They're not very resourceful.
他们也没有很多资源和帮助。They
find themselves stuck in all kinds of awkward places.
常常在各种环境就卡住了。
Preyed on by all kinds of predators.
就被各样的侵略者所吞吃。
Unless they have a shepherd in their life.
除非在他们的生命中有一位牧者。阿们吗？
Each of us, left to ourselves, are prone to go astray.
我们在座的每一个人都很容易走迷失的。
And the biggest, the reason for this is we think we're doing better than we really are.
我们为什么容易走迷路呢? 因为我们常自以为我们可以做得好。You
know, sometimes the people that have the hardest trouble trusting in Jesus
有的时候那些很难信任主的人
are the ones that are most naturally gifted and intelligent.
常是因为他们天然人是相当有才干聪明的。
Amen?
Amen.
I mean, wow, you got great grades.
Oh, wow, 你功课好棒。
All kinds of achievements.
你有各样的成就。
You're athletic, you're smart, you're attractive.
你又英俊,又美丽,又能干,又有吸引力,又有能力。
And you think you are sufficient in and of yourself.
你就觉得靠我自己够了。
You're still on your best day.
在你最好的日子里,
at your very best,
在你最强的能力里面,
you are still a little sheep that is prone to stray.
你仍然是一个容易走迷路的羊。
And if you don't know that, you're going to have problems with the Christian life.
如果没有这样的认识, 那你基督徒的生活会出问题的。
Young people, are you listening to me?
年轻人,你们听见了吗?
Right, when you're a young person, you feel like you're indestructible, don't you?
在你年轻时候,你觉得你是
I mean, some of us, as we've got older, our bodies remind us we're not indestructible, right? My back hurts, my knees hurt.
Oh,
all that nice hair I used to have is suddenly disappearing. Now I have these funny little wrinkles and cracks on my face. I mean, as we age, it's quite evident that we don't have it all together.
当我们慢慢年长的时候，我们慢慢认识说，你说我不是那么能干。
But when you're a young person, man, you think you know everything. You're strong. You're energetic. You're accomplishing all kinds of things.
但是当你还年轻的时候，你会觉得自己很棒，你可以做任何的事情。
Young or old,
年老或者年轻,
we all need a shepherd. Amen.
我们都需要牧者。
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to revisit this truth often.
所以我们要常常回来看到圣经中的真理。
Didn't you love the hymn this morning? I need thee every hour.
今天早上的诗歌何等的棒,
何等的好。 Except I didn't go far enough. Every minute.
我每一分钟需要你。我每一秒钟都需要你。
Every second, Lord, I need you.
哦,主耶稣,每一秒我都需要你。
The grace of God flows the strongest through people that really understand they need Jesus as a shepherd.
认识耶稣是他牧者的人身上，神的恩惠是最丰富的。
Amen.
Amen.
So our biggest challenge is that we think we're doing better than we really should.
所以我们最大的挑战就是说我们觉得自己能够做得更好。
It's just another day at work, another day at school.
又是一天上了学，上了班。
I managed last week, great. I did very well.
上礼拜我做得非常好。
I don't need to study God's word. I don't really need to pray that long.
我不太需要神的话，我也不需要祷告。
You know, the interesting thing about grace is oftentimes we don't really use the grace of God that has been given to us.
你知道，关于神的恩典来说呢，常常我们就没有完全来使用。
Until we feel like we absolutely have to have it.
我们常常要等到最后一秒钟，我非得需要恩典才来到神面前。
Did you understand what I said?
你听懂我的意思吗？
We often don't really utilize the grace of God, the power, the strength of God in our lives until we're forced to.
我们通常呢，都要等到迫不得已才来，来支取神给我们的恩典和能力。
Till we have to.
我们必须来的时候，我们才来到。
Now I hope this translates. We'll see if it does or not.
好，我现在要讲一个。
Are you familiar with the precious saint of God? Corrie Ten Boom from The Hiding Place, that story?
认识那个隐秘室的那位女主角吗？那位女作者。
Anyway, wonderful book, The Hiding Place. This woman suffered terribly, her and her family, for hiding the Jews in concentration camps during the Second World War.
这位基督徒姐妹在第二次世界大战的时候帮助隐藏犹太人逃避的这个纳粹的逼迫。
But she used to ask the question, Corrie Ten Boom, she would say, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire?
她问一个问题，祷告是你的方向盘呢，还是你的备胎？
We'll see if this translates, right? In other words, Is seeking God, praying and talking to Jesus, the way you drive your life?
你如何驾驶你的生命，是依靠神，借着祷告来依靠神吗？
Or crying out to God, is it something that only comes into your life when everything else breaks down?
还是你必须每一件事都出问题的时候，那像备胎一样，你才被迫来到神面前呼求？
Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
So often people, the only time they call out to God, the only time they need the shepherd in their life is when everything else is going wrong.
所以很多人他们都是迫不得已了，每一件事都不对的时候，才不得已来到神面前呼求。
But the successful, the blessed saint of God,
但是神的祝福,
is the one that's very in touch with the fact that he is just a helpless little sheep.
是赐给那些谦卑承认自己是无助的小羊的人。
And he can only survive day by day, get through life as he stays close to the shepherd of his soul.
他知道每一天他必须紧紧依靠他的牧者才能够生活。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
Where Jesus goes, we're supposed to go.
耶稣往哪里去，我们就跟着。The
places that Jesus avoids, we should avoid.
主耶稣避开的地方，我们也要避开。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
He's the shepherd. We're not. We're just sheep. We follow him. Our safety, our provision is in following him.
他是我们的牧羊人，我不是。我们所有的供应和安全都在乎他。
So let's just read the 23rd Psalm real quickly. It's only 6 verses.
我们很快把诗篇23篇读一遍，只有6节。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
So if we follow the shepherd Jesus, we have green pasture and still waters. We won't be hungry, we won't be thirsty.
若是我们跟随耶稣这位牧者，我们就不会饥，不会渴。
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
If we let Jesus be the shepherd of our life, our soul, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions will be restored.
我们若是让耶稣做我们的牧者，我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的心思、意志、情感就会苏醒。
Without Jesus as the shepherd of our life, our emotions are up and down.
若是没有主耶稣做我们的牧者，我们的情绪是很激动，上下变化。
Depressed one day, happy the next.
今天是这样，明天又是另外一个样子。
Sad one day, angry the next.
一天很悲伤，另外一天很愤怒。
Our heart, our emotions, our mind is all over the place. We're stressed, we're worried.
我们的心思不能稳定，到处的有经历各样的改变。
Why? Because we're sheep without a shepherd.
为什么? 因为我们就像个羊，没有牧者一样。
Amen?
Amen吗?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Why?
为什么?
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
So as little sheep, if we stay close to the shepherd, if he's with us,
所以我们身为一只小羊，如果我们紧紧跟随的牧者，
regardless what the circumstances are, we can walk without fear.
环境怎么改变，我们都不害怕。
Amen?
Amen吗?
Do you have fear in your life?
你现在有惧怕吗?
Do you have worry in your life?
你有忧虑吗?
Do you have stress in your life?
你有压力吗?
Do you have an awareness that the shepherd is right there or not?
同时你有没有知道你的牧者在你身旁吗?
Fear comes into our heart when our problems get bigger than the shepherd, Jesus Christ.
惧怕为什么临到我们? 因为我们看我们的问题大过我们对我们的主的认识。
And that's usually the result that we have strayed from the shepherd.
这种情况发生是因为我们离开了我们的牧者。
Amen?
Amen吗?
The bad little sheep, you know.
那只小笨羊。
Wanders far away from the fold.
越走越远。
Then it gets in trouble and runs back to the shepherd.
遇到了困难，又再跑回牧者身边。
Then it went, you know, next day, I wonder what the grass tastes like over there.
第二天说，哎，我想那边的青草不知道什么味道。
Wanders from the shepherd.
又离开了牧者身边。
Gets in trouble again, has to run back.
又遇到困难，又跑回来。 跑来跑去。
We must learn to stay every day with the shepherd.
但是我们必须要每一天都靠在牧者的身边。
This isn't new stuff, is it?
这不是新鲜的事，不是吗?
This isn't complicated.
这也不复杂吧，对不对?
It's so basic.
这非常基本的。
But this is usually the things we slip in the most.
但是我确实常常发生在我们身上。
Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
第五节说到, 在我敌人面前,你为我摆设宴席。
Regardless if the people around you like you or not,
不管我们身边的人喜不喜欢我们,
if our circumstances are good or not,
我们的环境好或不好,
the good shepherd will feed us. He prepares a table to feed us.
我们的好牧者他会供应我们, 他会为我们摆设丰盛的宴席。
You anoint my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup runs over.
我的福杯满溢。
So it doesn't matter if we're in the walk in the, you know, through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以无论我们是在死荫的幽谷,
if we stay with the good shepherd,
若是我们紧紧地依靠在我们好牧人的身边,
we always have a prepared table and a cup that runs over.
他总是给我们预备丰盛的宴席, 并使我们的福杯满溢。
Verse 6.
第六节说到,
surely,
必然, 必然绝对,
surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随从,
all the days of my life.
我一生一世,
if we stay with Jesus as the good shepherd,
若是我们紧紧依靠这位好牧者,
everywhere we go,
无论我们到哪里去,
right behind us,
就在我们后面,
goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy, they follow right behind us.
就在我们后面紧紧跟着，恩惠慈爱就跟着，紧紧的跟着。
Yeah, have you ever felt like somebody was following you?
有没有人跟踪过你?
You ever felt like somebody was watching you?
因为觉得有人老是盯着你。
You ever had something stick to you?
有没有什么人老是黏在你身上?
You know, if you follow the good shepherd,
若是我们跟随这位好牧者,
goodness and mercy will follow you.
他说恩惠慈爱就会跟着我们。
But that's not true.
但是呢,
if you're trying to be the shepherd,
若是我们自己做牧人, 就不会发生这样的事。
Amen?
Amen吗?
Well, let's look at four different things that reveal if, basic things, they reveal if we're really making Jesus the shepherd or not.
我们来从四件事上来验查一下主耶稣到底是不是我们的牧者。
Somebody that has determined to make Jesus the shepherd of their life.
若是有一个人定义说, 主耶稣是我的牧者,
Every day.
那么每一天,
every day.
每一天,
every morning.
每一个早上,
they meditate on God's word.
他们会默想神的话。
Why?
为什么?
Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen?
耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
Without this book, you're going to go hungry.
若是没有神的话, 你会饿的。
Without this book, you will stray and be lost like a helpless, scattered sheep.
若是你没有神的话, 你就会走迷。
Why do you lack? Why do you want? Why are you in need? Probably because to some extent you have neglected God's word.
为什么你有缺乏呢? 可能在某种程度上你忽略了神的话。
You show me somebody that neglects God's word.
你来告诉我, 任何人不读主的话,
who does not meditate on God's word daily.
不是天天默想主的话,
and I'll show you somebody that doesn't really believe that they're a little sheep.
那么这个人就是不相信他自己是只小羊。
That little sheep.
像那只小羊。
You know, it's not, you know, we don't want to think less of ourselves than we should.
我们不要自轻自贱。
You know, in Christ, I can do all things.
因为靠着基督我能做所有的事。
Amen? Amen, I am an overcomer. I'm a victor in Jesus Christ.
我是一个得胜者。
You know, I am seated in heavenly places.
我和他一同坐在天上。
God has given me authority and power.
神已经给我权柄和能力。
I can lay hands on the sick and they will be healed.
我可以按手在病人身上，他可以得医治。
I can cast out dark spirits when they overcome people.
我可以赶出人身上的邪灵。
I can ask for whatsoever I desire in Christ and receive it. Because I'm in Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
我在基督里无论祈求什么就必得着，因为我有耶稣基督做我的牧者。
But apart from that close following of the Good Shepherd,
但是一旦离开那个亲密的跟随,
I'm nothing.
我就什么都不是。
You're nothing.
你就什么都不是。
We're helpless.
我们就无助。
You can do nothing without Jesus.
没有耶稣基督, 我们什么都不能做。
And proof that you don't really understand that is when you neglect the word of God.
所以你若忽略神的话, 就证明你不认识这件事实。
Come on, you young people. Do you read God's word every day?
年轻人每天都读主的话吗?
How many other books do you read every day?
你每一天都读其他的很多的东西。
How many computer games do you play every day?
你每一天要玩多久的电脑游戏?
Hey, I always harp on this a little bit, but shame on you.
Shame on you.
If you are focused on some little game every day.
若是你每天花很多时间在这些游戏里,
and didn't take time to read God's word.
但从来没花时间读主的话, 真是以你为耻。
If you do that, you're just proving you don't understand.
若是这是你的生活,
that you're a little sheep.
那就证明说你不知道你是只小羊。
Yeah. We've all done it. We've all looked and leaned on other things.
我们都是这样，不是吗？ 我们常依靠其他的事物。
We forget that we're little sheep.
而忘了我不过是只小羊。
But the scripture reminds us.
圣经的话提醒了我们。
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'll calm down a little bit. I'm getting kind of worked up. I'll relax here.
我最好冷静一下。
Take a drink of water.
Okay.
So number one, a sign that you don't understand that you're a little sheep in need of a shepherd is that you don't give careful attention to God's word.
所以呢，第一个证明我们不认识我们是小羊，需要牧者的迹象就是我不花时间读主的话。
Number two,
第二件事呢,
is you neglect the secret place. You neglect to pray every day.
就是你没有一个密室, 没有一个隐秘之所来祷告主。
Why do we pray?
为什么我们要祷告呢?
Because we need God's leadership and direction every day.
因为我们每一天都需要主的引导。We
walk by faith and not by sight.
我们是凭信心, 不是凭眼见。
We walk by faith and not by sight.
我们活着是凭信心, 不是凭眼见。
In your natural strength, you walk by sight.
在我们天然人里面, 很自然,
you respond to what you see and what you feel.
我们的反应是向着我们能够看见,
but the one who follows Jesus as his shepherd walks by faith.
但是那些跟随主以他为牧者的是凭信跟随。
A little sheep that follows Jesus knows there's more to the world than how it appears.
一个跟随主的小羊是知道 整个世界是远远超过你眼睛所看见的。
There's more going on around us than what we can see and feel. Amen.
在我们眼睛所能看见、感觉之外的有许多的事物发生。
There are two kingdoms. Amen.
就是那里在我们里面，我们外面有两个国度。
And there's a spiritual world.
另外一个是属灵的世界。
The natural man walks by sight and contends and interacts with the natural world.
天然人是凭眼见而生活。
The spiritual man walks by faith and he sees what's coming in the spiritual realm.
一个属灵的人是凭信心而生活，在凡事上看到属灵的世界。
And so every morning we get in this book to stir up our faith.So we can recognize what's going on in this world and not only in the natural world.
所以每天早晨借着读主的话，我们能够认识在属灵的世界里发生的事情，而超过自然界。
Every morning, that wise little sheep gets on his knees and cries out to God and peers into the kingdom of heaven.
每一天早上，那只聪明的羊会起来，跪在主的面前，向他发出呼声。
So his spiritual eyes will be sharpened to what's coming.In the spiritual world where you walk by faith.
所以他属灵的眼睛能够看见在属灵的国度里所发生的事，让他能够平心而行。
The scripture says, this is our victory.
所以告诉我们说，这是我们的得胜。
Even our faith. Amen.
在乎我们的信心。
Our faith in Christ gives us the victory.
我们在基督里的信心给我们得胜。
Not our natural senses.Not our natural eye.
不是我们天然的感觉或我们的眼睛。
I mean, we don't stop using these things. We use our mind, our intellect, our natural senses.
当然，我们天然人，我们要依靠天然人的感觉。
But the flock of Christ that follows Jesus has an advantage.
但是基督的羊群呢，有一个好处。
Because their heart and their eyes have been opened.To the spiritual realm where you walk by faith.
因为他们的心和里面的眼睛被打开，能够认识属灵的事，以致他们能够凭信而行。
Oh, we have to see what's going on around us spiritually, not just naturally.
所以我们必须要有这个认识，不仅的看到物质世界的事情，要看到每一件事它属灵的事情的实际是什么。
This book gives us a step stool. You know, sometimes you can't reach something, so you get a little step stool out.
你知道，有时候东西放得很高，你需要拿一个小椅子或梯子。
You ever felt like that, ladies? I can't reach that up there.
哎，姊妹们常有这个困难。哎呀，太高了，拿不到。
Sometimes we need to see some things that are going on around us that's not easy to see.
很多时候我们不容易看见我们想要看见的事。
I sense there's something happening, but I can't quite see it.
就是我觉得好像有什么情况，但是我看不清楚。
So the word of God gives us a step stool so we can stand up and see a little higher, see a little farther into the faith realm. Amen?
神的话就像给了我们一个小凳子，让我们可以站在高一点的地方，看得清楚一点。
Prayer gives us a step stool so we can see a little further into the spiritual realm. Amen?
祷告也一样，给我们增加我们的属灵的高度，让我们看得更清楚一点。
So somebody comes into your house, you're all hungry and crying because you hadn't been eating anything.
若是有人到你家，然后你在那里哀嚎说：“哇，我好几天没吃东西了。
Well, ”What's wrong with you? Your friend asks.
那你的拜访你的朋友说：“你怎么回事啊、
oh, ？”I'm so hungry. I have nothing to eat.
哦，我好饿哇，我没有东西可吃。
You know, because I can't reach the top shelf.
因为我太矮了，拿不到在高处的食物。
Oh my, you know, ladies, my husband put the food on the top shelf, and I can't get up there.
啊，老婆就怪老公把食物放太高了，我拿不到。
Well, you have this little ladder right here.
你有这么一个小梯子，不是吗？
Pull that up and step up there.
拿出来站上去。
How often are we going hungry for what God has already provided in His Word and in the place of the Spirit through prayer, but we're just not using that tool that God's given us to get into His presence.
许多的时候，神早就预备了引导和供应，但是呢，我们就不读主的话，不祷告，以至于我们落入。
Okay, so when you don't know that you're a little sheep, you don't study God's word and you don't pray.
所以你若不知道我们是神的小羊，那我们就不会读主的话，也不会祷告。
So you're not connecting to the shepherd.
所以你跟牧者的关系就没有很密切。
But another way that we connect to the blessings and benefits of the shepherd is to be rightly connected to the flock.
另外一种让我们紧紧跟随牧者呢？的方式呢，就是跟群羊在一起。
Sheep naturally are they're a flocking animal. They move in a group.
那个羊呢是群体的动物，他们喜欢群居。
There's safety in the group. They stray from the flock, they get eaten up. You get become somebody's lunch if you get away from the flock.
如果离开你的群羊,
we are, what does God say about the flock of God? The sheep, the fold?
神怎么样说到群羊?
We are the body of Christ. What did the body of Christ do during Jesus' earthly ministry?
当, 耶稣在地上的时候,
Jesus healed the sick, he fed the poor, he met all kinds of needs through his body. Amen?
借着基督他自己的身体, 他供应了许多的需要, 他医治疾病, 他供应食物。
Jesus is the head.
基督是我们的元首。
We're the body. If you want the benefits and the blessings of Jesus, our good shepherd, you have to be rightly connected to the body.
所以呢,你要得着这位基督元首牧者的供应,
most of what we pray for usually gets into our lives through the body. Amen?
很多时候呢,
oh Jesus, I just encourage me. I'm so discouraged. Help my faith.
哦,主啊,我真是泄气, 请你刚强我,
you go to prayer meeting that night, and some of the brothers and sisters pray for you, and
你那天,
you feel your faith lifted, amen?
你那天就到教会的祷告聚会, 弟兄姊妹为你祷告,
a brother or sister gives you a call, hey, I was thinking about you this morning, and I feel like God told me to share this verse with you.
或者呢, 有人打电话给你说, hey, 我今天在为你祷告,
and you're encouraged in your heart, amen? The darkness begins to go.
我就感觉主要我分享这一个经节给你,
how it works. We pray to God, but He answers those prayers through the body.
你们了解吗? 我们向神发出呼召, 呼求, that, 然后神就感动肢体来帮助我们。常常是这样发生的。
Oh boy, I didn't, you know, I'm kind of hurting this week. I didn't quite have enough money to get, you know, to get a good meal today, one of the young brothers says.
有一个年轻的弟兄说, 我这个礼拜蛮辛苦的, 我没有足够的钱吃饭。
So he goes to prayer meeting.
他就去参加祷告的聚会。
And there's Brother Timothy. He's been cooking something up. He's ready to feed anybody who comes to the prayer meeting.
那正好呢, 梁弟兄呢, 在煮东西, 为了来参加祷告聚会的人预备食物。
Oh God, my budget's tight. I'm a little hungry.
Oh, 我现在预算很紧, 我饿了。
And the good shepherd answers by having Brother Timothy or one of the sisters feed you a meal.
神就借着, 弟兄或姊妹, 供应你的需要。
If we are not rightly related to the body, we frustrate our own prayers.
我们若是不留在基督身体里面, 有美好密切的关系, 我们就把自己的祷告扔到窗外去。
Amen?
阿们吗?
It's the way it works.
这就是这样子的。
Okay, so the third point,
所以第三点,
that proves that we struggle to understand that we're little sheep,
来证明说怎么样知道我们是不认识我是小羊,
is we keep secrets.
就是我们有秘密,
we don't want to let people inside.
我们不让人来了解我们的需要,
we don't want to tell our brothers and sisters about our struggles.
我们不告诉人我的挣扎问题,
in the same way that Jesus, the good shepherd, would use Pastor Timothy to feed your natural body.
就好像我刚才说, 神借着牧者, 来, 梁弟兄喂养你身体上的需要。
Oftentimes, Jesus, the good shepherd, will use a brother or sister to feed your spiritual body by you opening up and sharing a need in your life.
神也借着弟兄姊妹来喂养你属灵的需要, 如果你肯把你的需要公开来,
Amen?
分享出来。
If you hide what's really going on in your life, you don't share your struggles, your weaknesses, your fears.
你若不与人分享你的需要,你的挣扎,
we interfere with the grace of God that the Lord wants to flow through His body.
那我们就拦阻了神借着肢体要带给你来的祝福。
Amen?
阿们吗?
We're little sheep.
我们不过是小羊,
we are little sheep.
我们是小羊,
we cannot survive without the good shepherd.
没有好牧者, 我们不能生存,
we cannot survive without one another.
没有彼此,
I need brothers, I need sisters, I need a family of faith. Amen?
我需要弟兄, 我需要姊妹, 我需要一个信心的家庭。
And we need to be close to one another.
我们必须要很亲密。
You know, sometimes years ago, I can't remember if I told this story or not.
我不知道我分享过这件事没有。
Lucretia's parents, they went on a vacation.
我的姊妹,
back when we lived in Oklahoma.
我们住在 Oklahoma 的时候,
and my mother-in-law, her name is Treasure.
我的岳母, 她的名字叫 Treasure.
And she had about 10 little sheep.
她有十只羊,
because she wanted to learn about the Good Shepherd. So she had these sheep out on her pasture. They had about 5 acres.
他们有五英亩的地, 那他养了十只羊, 目的是要认识好牧者。
And so they said, now, David, Lucretia, you stay at our house over the weekend while we're on vacation.
所以他们走之前告诉了Lucretia说, 你好好看家。
You know, feed our dogs and watch our sheep.
喂我们的狗, 看好我们的羊。
How hard could it be to watch these sheep? I mean, they're inside the fence, right?
他们都在圈中, 有什么难的?
And it was a hot weekend.
就那个周末非常的热。
Kind of like the weather is right now, very hot.
现在的情况,
and then all of a sudden, about 3 of these sheep start to get sick and fall over.
突然有三只羊就开始生病, 然后倒下来。
Not only did they get sick and fall over, they died.
不仅是倒下来, 他们就死了。
And I was going, oh my goodness, here the one weekend that we have to watch the sheep, and they start dying, you know?
我们想糟了糟了, 好不容易交给我们几只羊, 这一个周末而已就死了三只。
And I felt terrible, I felt so badly, and I was going, I don't know why, we didn't do anything, we didn't feed them anything strange or anything.
我和老Christian搞不清楚, 我们没有做什么, 到底发生什么, 他们怎么就死了?
Well, the veterinarian came out and took a look at the sheep.
那兽医就来, 然后看看这死的羊。
And after doing, you know, inspecting the bodies, he discovered that they had a parasite.
他们检查了一下, 发现他们身上有,
and the only way that you could tell if this parasite was active in them to cause this sickness and death,
有寄生虫, 那你怎么样发生的, 都是等他们病了, 死了你才发现,
was to get very close to the sheep.
你必须要很靠近羊才看得到,
and you actually had to look at the edge of their eye, by the edge of their eyelid.
所以你必须要看他们的下眼睑,
and there was this sign, evidence that they had this parasite.
然后才可以找到有这个寄生虫的这个证据。
Do you get the point of my story?
你们了解我讲这件事的目的吗?
For us to receive all the protection, all the grace, all the help we need, we have to be close enough to look in one another's eyes.
让我们真的察觉到彼此有问题的, 重要的事情就是我们必须很亲密。
We can't be hiding things from one another.
我们不能对彼此有隐藏。
Amen?
Amen吗?
God gives grace to the humble.
神帮助谦卑的人。
Oh, I'm not a sheep, I'm a lion.
我可不是羊,
I'm the Lion of Judah, right?
我是犹大的狮子。
I'm not a sheep, I'm a mighty soldier of God. I have the full armor of God.
我不是弱小的羊, 我是神的勇敢战士。
Yeah, you can be bold as a lion and outfitted like a soldier of Christ.
你可以, 像狮子一样勇敢, 然后穿起全甲, 全面的武装。
But you also are a little sheep.
但是同时你仍然是那一只小羊。
You need to daily meditate on the word of God.
每一天你都需要默想主的话。
Daily you need to pray.
你需要祷告主。
And you need to be in regular fellowship, stay close to the other sheep in God's flock.
你要与你的众肢体有亲密的关系, 有美好的交通。
And share your heart.
分享你的心。
James 5:16.
在雅各书5章16节说到,
says, confess your trespasses to one another.
要彼此认罪。
Confess it. Be open about it.
就是不要隐藏。
Tell your brothers and sisters about what you're struggling with.
告诉你弟兄姊妹你的难处是什么。
Confess your trespass to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
彼此认罪, 互相代求,
I suspect that there are people even in a crowd that's this size.
我相信即使我们的会众有这么多人,
that needs healing,
需要医治,
that's struggling in your heart or in your mind,
也许在心中,
for no other reason than you can't bring yourself to open up and tell a brother and sister in Christ and ask them to pray for you.
但是不知道是什么原因, 以至于你不能告诉你的弟兄姊妹, 使他们为你代祷。
Amen?
Amen吗?
You know, we don't get to make the rules by which God's grace comes into our life.
神的恩惠怎样进入我们生命中，我们是没有决定的权利。
We all want grace, we all want help, we all want salvation, but we don't make the rules how it comes into our life.
我们都需要拯救恩惠，但是我们不能决定神要怎么样给我们。
There are rivers of grace. God pours out His grace through different streams.
神有许丰富涌流的恩惠。
One of those streams is the Word of God.
用许多分叉的方式流到我们生命里，一种
so we have to study His word.
其中分叉之一就是借着主的话，我们要读主的话。
Another stream is prayer.
另外一个分叉是借着祷告。
So it's not optional. It's not optional to be a man or woman of prayer.
所以不是说我可以决定我要不要做一个祷告的人。
If we want the grace, we got to pray.
乃是因为我若要主的恩典，我必须祷告。
The scripture says you have not.For no other reason than you didn't ask.
圣经里讲的很简单，你没有，因为你不求。
You want the grace, you want the strength, you want the salvation.
你要救恩，你要恩惠吗？
You have to be rightly related to the flock of God, have other people in your life.
那你必须和众肢体有一个美好的关系。
Amen.
阿们吗？
In these coming days,
在我们面对的世代。
There's more pressure coming into our lives through our culture and society who doesn't seem to value the things that God's Word values.
更多的压力要来自我们的环境、社会和文化，因为他们不认识神。
We're coming into a time that we will need one another like never before.
我们已经进入一个世代，我们更需要彼此。
Your grandparents, some of your grandparents.
你的祖父母。
In communist China.
在中国。
That followed Jesus.
他们是跟随主的。
They valued the fellowship of the saints above almost everything else. Amen.
他们认为与众肢体的关系胜过一切。
Because they knew they needed one another.
因为他们知道他们需要彼此。
They prayed together.
他们会一起祷告。
They encouraged one another.
他们彼此勉励。
They read the scriptures to one another.
他们一起读主的话。
They were in regular fellowship. They depended upon one another.
他们常有交通，他们彼此倚靠。
Because they were living in a part of the world that was hostile to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为他们所生存的环境向着耶稣基督的福音是不友善的。
And I think we are coming into a time where For the first time that many can ever remember, North America is becoming way more hostile to the gospel than ever before.
在北美洲，我们实在看见了这个趋势，在从来没有发生过的，就是向着基督的福音是敌对的。
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to let's look at the circumstances around us.
我不是要吓你们，但是你们看看整个情势的发展。
The God is still on the throne.
但是我们的主人坐在宝座上，主耶稣永远是我的牧者。
The promise is still true. I shall not want.
他的应许仍然不变的，有了他我就没有缺乏。
As long as I stay connected to the shepherd and the flock.
只要我紧紧地靠着我的牧人和群羊。阿们吗？
Okay, another, the fourth sign that you don't understand that you're a little sheep.
第四个迹象证明说你不了解说你是只羊。
You seldom ask or seek wisdom from others. You seldom ask for advice and counsel.
你很少向你的肢体寻求引导或者帮助。
I don't know why, but for some it is very hard for certain people to ask for advice.
我不知道为什么对某些人说就好像请教别人是很困难的。
Now, ladies, have you ever been traveling somewhere with your husband?
姊妹们，你们跟你们的丈夫旅游的时候
，You look at an address. You're going to a certain destination, maybe visit friends or family.
不管你们是拜访朋友或家人
，I can't find the address.
你就找不到地址。
Where is the house?
他的家在哪里
？Or where's that business that we're supposed to be going to? I can't find it.
无论我们要去哪里，我就找不到地址。
And ladies, you turn to your husband and you say, "Honey, stop and go ask somebody at that gas station where we're going."
当你们走迷路的时候，太太就对先生说，停下来去加油站问一下。
No, we don't need to do that. We'll look a little more. So you drive around the block for another 30 minutes.
弟兄们常常说啊，不用，我们就再开一开， right? 一搞又是30分钟。
Come on, honey, go stop and ask somebody.
老公，拜托停停，去问一下嘛。
No, I can find it. You know.
没有，我可以找得到的。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
We can all be like this.
我们常常就是这个样子。
Now, husbands, don't take it personal, right? Don't get mad at me.
弟兄们，不要生我的气哈。我们都是一样。
And then you finally get there and your wife turns to you and says, I told you so. I knew it was over here, you know, right?
当你们终于找到地方，你老婆就很生气，对你说：“我早就告诉你了，一定就在这一带。”
So Proverbs 24:6 says in a multitude of counselors there is safety.
箴言24:6说：“谋士众多，人便得胜。”
In another proverb, it says in a multitude of counselors there is victory.
当谋士众多，人就得胜。
Things go better with us when we have trusted counselors in our life that are a little wiser than ourselves that can give us advice.
若是我们有智慧的辅导在我们当中，我们事情就做得更顺利。
Counsel is something that you ask for and don't just receive.
你必须要要求才得多，你辅导不是说自然就收到的。
Oh, if somebody comes and tells me what to do, I'll listen to them.
Oh, 若是有人来告诉我该怎么做，我就听他的。
But are you smart enough to ask for that counsel before you get in a problem?
但是你若够聪明，你应该是先询问。
You see the difference.
而不让你等到遇到问题才去找帮助。
When you really don't want to mess up.
当你真的不想做错的时候。
When you're really concerned about getting it right.
你真的想要做对。
Before you step out and make a bunch of plans.
在你开始计划之前,
you say, well, maybe I should ask Pastor so-and-so or Sister, you know, Paywa or Beatrice or, you know, Miriam. Maybe I'll ask one of the sisters at church. You may see what they think about this.
我应该先跟一些姊妹们交通,也许是培花,也许碧秋,也许是Miriam.
Amen?
Amen吗?
Oh, but if I ask, I'll look like I don't know what I'm doing.
但是如果我先问的话,好像我自己又不晓得自己在做什么。
Well, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, 你就是不知道你在做什么。
Amen?
Amen吗?
A lot of times.
很多时候我们就是不知道。
One of the most practical ways of honoring our elders
一种最实际来, 显扬我们的年长的
is inviting them into the process of just saying, what do you think? I'm trying to make this decision.
就是呢, 在你做决定的时候, 邀请他们一同来参与。
Now, counselors, you got to be careful not to get mad if they don't follow your advice.
但是同时做辅导的肢体要注意，不要生气如果他们不听你的。
Right, right. But the beginning, a step towards real growth is when they start to ask. Amen.
但是成长的一个很重要的步骤就是知道什么时候寻求帮助。
And good counselors, they're not butting their nose into all your business, telling you what you do before you ask. Usually.
一个好的辅导也不会在你要问之前呢，就来管你的闲事。
You're the one that needs the advice, so make it easier and ask them.
如果你需要辅导劝告，你应该去主动要求。
Am I making sense here?
了解我的意思吗?
When you really understand, I'm just a helpless little baa sheep.
当你真的了解说你不过是一个无助的小羊的时候。
Well, before I step out this way, I think I need to get some input from other people that have been down the road further than myself.
在我决定往这个方向走之前，我最好寻找那些有经验的年长的弟兄，询问他们一下。
Four signs that you don't understand that you're a little sheep. You don't read the Word of God. You don't pray. You don't share your weak needs and weaknesses with others, and you don't ask for advice.
所以四个很明显证明我们不认识我们是小羊的事情。第一，我不读主的话；第二，我不祷告；第三呢，我不活在肢体当中；第四呢，我不寻求帮助。How
are you doing?
我们怎么样？通过了吗？
We've all done these. We've all been in this place before.
我们都落入这四个问题里面。
Let the word of God have an effect on your heart and go, Lord, help me not to do it that way anymore.
愿主的话在我们身上发生作用，让我们说，主啊，我不要落在这四种情况。
You want to be a person that knows the word of God, make an appointment to study the word. Have a time that you sit down and study the word.
你要认识主的话，你就要下决心分别时间出来读它。
When you want to be a person of prayer, have an appointment to pray.
你要做一个祷告的人，你就要分别时间出来祷告。
And if you want to be a person that opens their heart about the needs of your life,
yeah.
And also to get advice from others, have an appointment when you connect regularly with the people of God.
你要做活在肢体当中，愿意把你的需要分享出来，寻求智慧的辅导的，那你就必须花时间来与众圣徒聚集。
That's why people will say, you know, come to Sunday. Come Tuesday. Amen. Come to the different meetings. It's an opportunity to have an appointment so you can have easy access to the rest of the flock of God.
那么就是为什么有人说来礼拜二的祷告会、礼拜五的查经聚会、礼拜天的主日聚会，因为这给你机会与众人在一起。
Amen.
Amen.
But just because you show up at the meeting doesn't mean that you're taking advantage of the flock.
但是呢，你就算你出现在聚集的当中，也不代表说你知道怎么样好好利用这个机会。
There's people that they think they're doing enough by just to show up on Sunday.
有的人觉得说我只要星期天出现就够了。
I'm here on Sunday, but I don't read God's word daily. I don't pray daily, and I don't open my heart.To other sheep in the flock.
我每一个星期天都来，但是呢，我不读主的话，我不祷告，我也不把我的心打开，告诉别人我的需要。
If that's how we're doing it, we're frustrating God's goodness and grace.
但我们这样做的时候，我们拦阻了神给我们的恩惠和祝福。
His heart is turned towards you.
神的心是向着我们的。
When he sees you, he is moved with compassion.
当他看我们的时候，他是充满了怜悯。
Oh, they're like sheep that are scattered from me and scattered from one another, and I don't want it to be that way.
神说，哇，他们好像羊没有牧人，四散一样，我不希望他们这样。
Wherever there's a lack or a want in your life,
当你的生命中你觉得有缺乏的时候，
I can say confidently that Jesus does not want it that way.
我可以很有把握地告诉你，主耶稣不希望你活在这样的光景里。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Don't starve, don't struggle, don't stumble where there is grace available through the good shepherd and through the flock of God.
当丰富的恩惠可以借着牧人和众肢体临到你的时候，不要活在一个缺乏的光景里。
Amen.
Amen.
Now some of you boys here, young people here, you traveled a long way from home to go to college.
很多在座年轻人离开遥远的家乡到这里上学。
He goes, oh man, mom and dad's not breathing down my neck anymore, right? They're not watching me so close.
我终于离开我父母的严格监控。
I can kind of spread my wings here, you know.
我可以展翅上腾。
That shouldn't be our attitude.
这实在不应该是我们的态度。
You need to be a wise little baa sheep.
你必须作为一只小羊。
And still stay close to the good shepherd and stay close to the flock.
紧紧地靠着好牧人和群羊往前。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And hold each other accountable. Say, hey, I'm here with you, brother.
彼此照顾。
I'm here. I want to help you.
彼此帮助。
I love you. I want to pray for you.
我爱你，让我为你祷告。
Let's read the word of God together.
让我们一起读主的话。
Because we're just young little sheep, right?
因为我们不过是小羊。
Remember Jesus when they get the followers of Jesus got challenged? Fear not, little flock.
当基督耶稣的跟从者害怕的时候，他说：“不要惧怕，你们这小群。”
You know, Psalms 23 verse 2 says he makes us lie down in green pastures.
诗篇二三篇二第二节说到他使我们躺卧在青草地上。
There's a wonderful little book I really encourage you to get. It's called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm by Philip Keller. Did you get that? Does that translate?
Shepherds?
A shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm.
一个牧者对着诗篇二十三篇
，written by Philip Keller
的观察，这是 by
this man,
Keller.
This man was a shepherd for many years, and he drew from his experience to give an exposition of the 23rd Psalm.
因为这个人他是专业，就是做牧羊人，所以他从他的经验来看诗篇二十三篇。
One of the best insights that I gleaned from that book is he said when the passage it says he makes us to lie down in green pastures.
你知道他里面分享有一个点让我很感动，他就说当主耶稣使我们躺卧在青草地上。
Sheep are timid, skittish little animals.
你知道羊是很容易受惊吓的。
They, you know, like, they jump, they run easy.
他们很容易就逃跑。
So their main defensive posture, like if, you know, Albert, if you're going to defend yourself, you'd probably raise your hands, right?
所以他们每次就是进入备战状态的那个姿势。
But if you're a little sheep, the way your defensive posture is, you don't raise your little hooves or fists. You know, if you're a sheep, you stay on your feet. You know, the little sheep is like this. It's very hard to make the little sheep lie down because in that lying down, he feels vulnerable. And so in a defensive posture, he's ready to run. So many of us are like little sheep like this, right? Like, oh, I hear something. You know, we're ready to run.
我们很多时候常常就是这么容易受惊吓。
So the shepherd, he brings them to with a green pasture.
所以当一个牧者带他们到青草地上的时候,
but he has to get them to relax.
他却要使他们放松。
But they're tempted to be.
但是小羊他们是很容易受惊吓。
And so they can't even eat the green grass.
这么紧张，他们连吃草的机会都没有。
Come on, lay down, relax.
所以牧者说，放松，放松。
Be at peace.
躺下来。
So Keller says in his book that a good shepherd,
所以这个牧者他就写说, 一个好的牧人,
will actually lay down in the pasture himself,
他会自己先在青草地上躺下来,
to show the sheep that he's safe,
来教说, 告诉羊说, 很安全的, 很安全的。
Sometimes I think this is what happens during ministry time or worship times, is Jesus will just come into the assembly.
很多时候当我们聚集的时候, 我就觉得主来到我们当中,
you know, those sweet, quiet moments in his presence.
在他甘甜安静的时刻里,
and he will just sit with us.
他就坐在我们旁边,
you can feel him just rest with us.
你就觉得说他好像安息在我们当中,
and he fills our heart and our minds so we can absorb the goodness of his grace. Amen?
他将我们的心思转向他, 好叫我们能够支取他的丰富。
So often we're teaching our young people how to do and go and be.
很多时候我们教导我们的人怎么样侍奉，怎么样做这个做那个。
Sometimes as a good leader, we need to also teach our people how to rest.
很多时候我们也要教导我们的弟兄姊妹如何安息。
Do you have a time, and that's what that prayer time, the Word of God time is about. It's get stilling your soul in His presence. So He makes us lie down. Do you have a lying down time in God's presence? He leads us beside still waters, is what the Scripture says. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters.
他带我们到青草地上躺卧，带我们到可安歇的水边休息。Keller
explains that because the sheep are a little bit nervous little animals.
他说，因为羊是很容易受惊吓，很紧张的。
Yeah, Brian, did you know that about yourself? You're a nervous little sheep.
Brian, 你知道你是很紧张的。我们都是这样。
And so that when if the sheep the shepherd were to lead the sheep next to a rushing river,
所以你想如果牧者把他们带到急湍的河流旁边,
that fast moving water
那快速流动的河水,
frightens the sheep,
会让, 这些羊害怕,
so he leads them over there by this rushing river,
所以, 那羊是站不住会害怕的。
But all try to drink, oh, it's scary, right?
会羊会被吓到的。
This is who we are.
因为我们就是这个样子。
We're much more skittish and nervous than oftentimes we would admit.
我们是很容易受惊的,
we're scared away by many more things than we would ever confess.
我们被很多的事情, 影响,
this is why we need a quiet time.
这就是为什么我们需要有安静的时间。
Amen? We're always running and going in loud environments, fast moving places.
我们活在一个忙碌又吵杂的世界里。
This kind of world, this kind of environment will starve your soul.
这样子的环境会让我们属灵的生命饥渴。
You need quiet places where you can lie down in green pasture and absorb the precious promises of God.
你需要找到一个安静之地，在那里享受的丰富。
Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray about these things just a bit. If you feel a need,
如果你觉得有这样的需要,
to reconnect with Jesus as your good shepherd,
与你的好牧者再连结,
you feel a need like, Lord, I've got away from the fact that I'm a helpless little sheep. I've forgotten that I'm a helpless little sheep.
我忘了我是你的小羊, 我已经从你身边跑开了。
And you need God's help to kind of reconnect with your trust in Him as good shepherd.
你需要神来帮助你与他重新连结。
Why don't you stand where you're at? Just if that's you, just stand up and we'll pray.
你觉得有这个需要与他重新连接, 你就可以站起来。
Amen.
我们就为你祷告。
Any little sheep out there need to reconnect?
有没有小羊需要与牧者再重新连接的?
Amen. Amen. No pressure, only if the Holy Spirit's doing it. It doesn't mean
you have
to stand because somebody else is standing. But if you recognize, I need to get close to the shepherd again.
Amen. 不要站起来因为你觉得别人站起来,而是你真的里面说,我需要与我的主更亲。
So Evan, why don't you come up and just sing that chorus, you and Steph, I need thee every hour, and I'm just going to pray over the people real fast. You know, at the end of the age, there'll be sheep and there'll be goats.
你知道在末世会有绵羊与山羊。
They act very, very differently. Little goats do, right?
他们的表现是不同的。
We want to be sheep.
我们要做他的绵羊。
So Lord, we ask God that you would just help us. Our heart is to lean on you.
主帮我们的心来靠近你。
God, give us a breakthrough. God, we just turn away from any self-reliance.
叫我们从依靠自己的光景里离开。
God, we say, you are our shepherd, I shall not want.
你是我的牧者,我必不致缺。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let that be true, God.
你是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者,我必不致缺乏。
I shall not lack, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God, I will be a student of your word. I will be a man or woman of prayer.
主啊,我要研读你的话,我要做一个祷告的男人和女人。
I'll be an open-hearted little sheep that recognizes my need for my brothers and sisters.
我将我的需要告诉我的弟兄和姐妹。
God, I will seek the wisdom and counsel of those that are wiser than me without shame or without apology, Lord.
我将向智慧人寻找他们的帮助。
Amen. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Soften our heart.
柔软我的心。
God, we say we are God, we are your people, the sheep of your pasture.
我们是你的百姓,是你草场上的羊。
God, we are content to be your sheep.
我们以你为我们的满足。
To belong to you, to be led by you, to be covered by you.
我们属于你,被你引导,被你来遮盖。
Amen.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus.